Why performance communication deserves serious preparation. Many people spend performance season on anxiety rather than preparation. By the time the conversation starts, they find their achievements unseen and their goals misunderstood. A dialogue that should be under their control becomes passive explanation. The essence of performance communication is for manager and employee to align on three things: what was accomplished in the past, where one stands now, and where to go in the future. Only when these three are clear does the conversation have a framework. One high-quality performance conversation can bring more than a raise: clearer goals, more targeted resources, more honest feedback, and a renewed recognition of you from your supervisor. Conversely, one bad performance conversation can have a year of effort undervalued and let the next year continue pushing in the wrong direction. The cost of communication is low, the cost of silence is high. Performance communication is not an exam but a collaboration. Its premise is that both sides want the goals achieved. Your role is not to be interrogated but to present and negotiate proactively. So from today, treat performance communication as work that needs preparation, not a conversation that takes care of itself. The quality of preparation determines the quality of the dialogue. Performance communication is also a two-way channel. It is not only reporting upward, it is also an opportunity to understand the organization's expectations. Using the conversation to clarify the organization's priorities and your position matters more than burying your head in work. There is a common illusion in the workplace: as long as results are good, weaker communication does not matter. But in reality, results count only when they are seen, and communication is the necessary path for results to be seen. Do not treat performance communication as a once-a-year ritual. If you only remember alignment during performance season, deviations in between keep accumulating. Short daily alignments make the year-end conversation much easier. There is also a hidden benefit of performance communication: it is a window to display your professionalism. Thorough preparation, clear expression, and a candid attitude are noticed by managers and become bonus points beyond the evaluation. Goal alignment: from separate understandings to a common direction. Goal alignment is the first theme of performance communication. Many inefficient performance conversations have their root in inconsistent understanding of goals between the two sides. The priority you assume may be the exact opposite of what your supervisor assumes. The first step of alignment is review. Reopen the goals from the beginning of the year and confirm the completion status item by item. Mark completed, partial, and untouched items separately, so the conversation is built on facts. The second step of alignment is clarifying priorities. When resources are limited, which goals matter more and which can be postponed need consensus with the supervisor, not separate guessing. The third step of alignment is discussing adjustments. The market changed, the direction changed, the tasks changed. Do the year's goals need revision? Proactively proposing adjustment is more mature than passively waiting to be held accountable. The alignment tool can be very simple: one-page listing goals, status, evidence, and needed support. With that page in hand, neither side easily goes off track. Remember, the purpose of alignment is not to prove you are all right, but to make the focus of the next stage clearer. The higher the consensus on goals, the less friction in execution. When aligning, also pay attention to implicit goals. Some expectations are not written in documents yet really exist, such as team collaboration style, communication rhythm, and response speed. Proactively asking and confirming these implicit standards avoids many misunderstandings. If the goal is indeed vague, turn it into a discussable topic. Ask the supervisor to help break the big goal into measurable small goals. The more specific the goal, the easier consensus between you and the supervisor is built. Finally, write down the alignment results. Verbal consensus is easy to forget. One simple confirmation message can fix both sides' understanding into a contract. The last step of alignment is confirming upward. Restate your understanding to the supervisor and ask him to confirm or correct. One small confirmation can save a large amount of rework later. Self-assessment: homework completed before the conversation. The quality of a performance conversation largely depends on the self-assessment done beforehand. Assessment is not self-praise but an objective inventory. What exactly did I deliver this year? Self-assessment must be evidence-based. List the key projects you completed, the problems you solved, and your contributions to the team and organization, attaching quantifiable results to each item as much as possible. When assessing, do not just write what you did, also write what impact it produced. Doing 10 things that are all insignificant is worse than 3 things with substantial impact on results. Self-assessment should also honestly face weaknesses. Actively admitting weak links and giving an improvement plan wins more trust than defending yourself after the supervisor points them out. The scale of assessment should stand from the organization's perspective. What you want to emphasize may not be what the organization values most. Thinking through your assessment from the supervisor's angle makes it more to the point. Finally, write the assessment on one page and send it to the supervisor in advance. Giving the other side time to read and think noticeably deepens the conversation. When assessing, also leave room for growth records. List the key feedback, lessons learned, and pits stepped into this year, showing not only results but also your learning curve.